Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Staley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jerry Staley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Merriman. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Harmon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-0 in the game. Staley bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Temple. Fondi moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to third. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. Minner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 0 in the game. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to second. Bob Speak pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Morgan pinch hits for Paul Minner. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to third. Mixes moves to second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Merriman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. Mixes scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rudy Minarsin now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Howie Pollitt now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harmon hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Banks moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minarsin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.